Lilu Nishmas Rav Kleine Mish Kalman Ben Rav Eli Malach Yuma Perek Vav Mishna Aleph Shnei Seira Yom HaKippurim Mitzvosin Shushneim Shovin Bimara Uvakoma Uvedomim. The two Seirim of Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah that they should appear the same, which is in color, Vekoma, the same basic height, Vedomim, they should be the same value, Uvekichosin Ke'echad, and they should be purchased at the same time. And this is learned out from Drushas and Psukim, like the Rav explains. Rafa Pisha Ein Shavin, and even if they're not alike, Ksherin, it's still Kasher B'dievid. But still, Mitzvah L'chadchila, try to have it similar. And like we just said, B'dievid, it's Kasher, if it's not purchased at the same time. So if you buy one today and one tomorrow, it's also Kasher. The first soul explains, Lav Dafka today and tomorrow could even be much later too. Meis Echad Mehen, if one of them die, Im Achel Higril Meis, if before he did the lottery one of them died, Yikach Zug L'Sheni, so it's not a big deal. Just buy another one as its pair, it should be similar as much as you can, for the one that's still alive. And even though they weren't purchased at the same time, like we just said, L'Kichasan Ke'echad is not Ma'akiv. You should try to get a L'Kichasan Ke'echad, but here obviously you couldn't buy them together, because one of them died, so the second one was bought at the same time, not a big deal. Vim Shehigril Meis, however, if he already designated them, they already had the lottery, and then one of them died. Yavi zug acher. Now you have to bring a whole new pair. The yagril aleim betchila, and he does a new lottery. The yomar, and he says, this is not the words that he's saying because he knows which one died. The Mishnah is sort of just telling us that he would say, like in parentheses, this is not what he says. This is just describing the situation. Im shel shem meis. If the one that was designated for shame died. So then he would actually say, the new one, out of this new lottery, these two new animals, the one that's going to be called L'Shem, that's going to go in place of the one that died for the shame. So that's fine. We're going to get to the one for the Azazel soon, because now you're going to have two of them for the Azazel. But different case, Vimshel Azazel Meis, and what would be the case if the Azazel was the one that died? He's got the shame. The one for the Chatas Lashem, that's still alive, but the one that was for Azazel's dead. So he brings two new animals, makes a new lottery, and Zeh Sha'ala Olav Hagar L'Azazel Yiskayim Tachtav. And he would say that the new lottery, the goat that's going to be for Azazel, should be in place of the original one that died. And now, V'Hasheni Yireh Ad She'Yistayev. The second animal, let's say it's this case, where the Azazel died, he did a lottery, got a new Azazel, but he also got a new shame with that new lottery. So he's got now two of them that are Chatas L'Hashem. So these ones, he should let it go in the pasture until it gets a mum, until it gets a blemish. And then it's not fitting to be a carbon. He sells it, and the money he buys for Nadavas, for Kites Mizbeach, just to use that to put on the Mizbeach. She'ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. This is answering the reason that he doesn't, like another chatas, a chatas of a single person, what normally the halacha is that a person puts it in a room and locks it in there, doesn't feed it, and it dies. But here the Mishnah says, she'ein chatas tzibur mesa, but a chatas of a tzibur doesn't die. It doesn't have the din of a chatas of a yachid. Therefore, that's why the seer of Yom Kippur, since it's a chatas tzibur, you don't have to kill it or let it die by itself. Rather, you just let it have a mum and then you could sell it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, he's chaylik and he says that a chatas tzibur is the same din as a chatas yachid, and you would kill a chatas tzibur. Now, what we just did say, though, according to the Tanakhama, not Rabbi Yehuda, is that the second animal, the extra, hasheni, the second animal, you're supposed to put it out to have it get a mum and then you sell it. We chose the first animal to keep still, that first animal, even though there was a certain time that it wasn't fitting. Where it was a dichoy mechayim while it was alive. The Tanakhama held that once it got its new pair from the second lottery that was drawn, it sort of like came back to life. So even though it was initially pushed off and it wasn't fitting, it became fitting again. And that's why we discarded the second animal. And we consider that one the extra. So first Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik, and he says, first of all, chatas yochid, chatas tzibur, there's no difference. Thomas, you would kill it. And Rabbi Yehuda also said that the blood, if this blood spilled for the seir that was supposed to be Lahashem, Yamas HaMishtalech. Because now that you have to bring a new seir, you have to actually bring a new, you need to bring two new ones, and you have to make a new lottery, and now bring a new seir Lahashem, but you're also going to bring a new seir Lazazel. But the Tanakhama held that the real seir Lazazel was the first one. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on that too. Rabbi Yehuda held that once a Baal Echayim is Nidchem, meaning it's pushed off because it wasn't fitting because it didn't have its pair. So the Azazel one didn't have the one for Hashem. So it's pushed off and you actually cannot use it anymore. So therefore, Yomus HaMishtalech, you would kill the one that was set aside Lazazel. And finally, Meis HaMishtalech, if the one that was going to go for Azazel died before the Avodah of the blood was sprinkled, so it's a psul in the Avodah of the blood, even though the person that's bringing out the goat Lazazel is a non-Kohen, and the only thing that's psul out of order in this Mishnah is what the Kohen Gadol does in his garments. But nevertheless, if the one for Azazel is not there anymore because it died, that psuls the one for Echatas, which does mess everything up. You need to have the Seir Lazazel alive while you're doing the Seir LaHashem. So now you'd have to spill the blood and bring a brand new set. Even according to the Chum, because here the animals were already shechted. And the blood became pasul, everything's pasul, the other one's dead also, so you'd have to bring a new pair according to everybody.